This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Days before the Georgia runoff election polls close, President Joe Biden is aiming to help incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock beat his challenger Herschel Walker from hundreds of miles away. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
To help a candidate in the South, the president went north, which seemed to even mix him up earlier in the day.
I'm going to Georgia today to help Senator Warren. Not to Georgia. I'm going to help Senator Warren today. I'm doing a major fundraiser up in Boston.
He first stopped at a Union phone bank.
This is a guy who needs our help.
Telling the IBEW, Republicans are blasting Warnock for voting with him 98% of the time. And it's true.
I wouldn't tell Matt on the phone.
The president's midterm strategy was to back Democrats from afar. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says it helped beat expectations.
And that worked.
She says the president wanted to do whatever Warnock needed, and his campaign asked for the Boston trip. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Two people were injured Friday in an attack in Kabul near the office of the political party Hezb Islami, associated with former Afghan Prime Minister Gulbuddin Hekmatyar. The party said in a statement that all the senior leaders were safe. The three party sources and one Taliban source told Reuters that multiple attackers were killed and several guards injured in the incident. It was not immediately clear who was behind the attack. The incident took place on the same day as Pakistan's prime minister condemned what he said was an assassination attempt on Pakistan's head of mission in Kabul. Taliban authorities did not immediately respond to requests for comment. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Pentagon on Friday gave the public its first glimpse of the United States' newest nuclear stealth bomber, the B-21 Raider. It's part of the Pentagon's answer to rising concerns over a future conflict with China. The plane on display in Palmdale, California, is the first new American bomber aircraft in more than three decades. The group of seven nations and Australia have joined the European Union in adopting a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian oil. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The agreement is a key step as Western sanctions aim to reorder the global oil market to prevent price spikes and starve President Vladimir Putin's funding of his war in Ukraine. Europe needed to set the discounted price that other nations will pay by Monday. That's when an EU embargo on Russian oil shipped by sea and a ban on insurance for those supplies take effect. The price cap aims to prevent a sudden loss of Russian oil to the world that could lead to a new surge in energy prices and further fuel inflation. I'm Norman Hall.
FBI Director Chris Wray has security concerns about TikTok. The AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
The video sharing app is extremely popular in the U.S. and is owned by a Chinese company, ByteDance.
All of these things are in the hands of a government that doesn't share our values and that has a mission that is very much at odds with what's in the best interest of the United States.
Speaking at the Ford School of Public Policy in Michigan, Ray says content could be manipulated.
It gives them the potential to leverage the app in ways that I think should concern us.
Ray also says data on the app could be used for traditional espionage operations. A TikTok executive told a Senate hearing in September the company protects all data from American users and Chinese government officials have no access to it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones filed for bankruptcy Friday following a year in which juries ordered him and his company to pay nearly $1.5 billion in damages for spreading false claims that a 2012 elementary school shooting was a hoax. The filing comes less than 2 months after a jury in the northeastern U.S. state of Connecticut found Jones should pay $965 million to the families of eight people killed in the Sandy Hook shooting in 2012. And French President Emmanuel Macron arrived in New Orleans, Louisiana on Friday. He was greeted with music and dance as he and his wife debarked the plane. His visit came a day after a state visit with U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden in Washington. Louisiana was founded by the French and remains proud of its French roots. Marissa Melton, VOA News.